If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also find us at ST for Saints, so SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Well, today is Thursday of the third week of Advent. And, of course, Sunday, period, is the fourth week of Advent, because the day after Sunday is Christmas. So Sunday is Christmas Eve. It is also the entire fourth week of Advent. So we're only going to experience the fourth week of Advent as one day this year. The fourth week of Advent just varies all the time in length because it's all based on when Christmas is. And since Christmas is on a Monday, the fourth week of Advent is on the entire day of Sunday. So we've been talking about the Lord leading us to a deeper experience, and this is the time that we have, it's a good time to look at it in light of Advent. So the Lord may lead us away from an experiential understanding of knowing the Lord is real to something more profound that is not within our sense experience. And this is something that St. John of the Cross teaches when he teaches in his book, The Dark Night of the Soul. So when we understand that, we want to understand that a lot of people who don't believe in God, they're only working on a material level, which is one of the reasons why you've heard me say it many times, atheism is flat earth thinking. I don't see God, therefore God does not exist. And what you're actually saying in that is, and they would agree with me 100%, there is only the material world. And therefore, if I can't see God using the tools of the material world, which would include my own eyes and hear him through my ears and everything else, then God cannot possibly exist. But even Jesus teaches in the Gospel of John that God is spirit, that there is a spiritual world as well as a material world. And this is that level where atheists have a hard time believing in God, because they can't understand that we believe in a world that is bigger than our ability to perceive it, even though the evidence of that idea is all around us. Even Noam Chomsky, who, by the way, is an atheist, but he brings up an interesting question, not in regards to God, just in the regards to the existential realities. Can a dog fully understand a human? No. Well, can we fully understand that which is bigger than us? No, of course not. So we understand this level, this reality, that our reality is bigger than our ability to perceive it. That is the beginning of faith. And so, therefore, when we're talking about the Lord leading us into a deeper experience of faith, then he's leading us away from just the material into a deeper and more profound level in the spiritual. That's important. So one of the aspects of that deeper, profound level is a knowledge that God is real, a level of decisions to make the right choice that God is. Based on our understanding that God is real, but not to experience God within the material sense. And so it's a more profound place to where the Lord is calling us. So we talked about yesterday about, you know, God is real. We understand that God is real, but we may understand that on a level that goes far deeper than just the experiential level. We may understand it almost to the level of even actually deeper than that, then we understand that the sun is going to rise tomorrow, even though we only work through circumstantial evidence that the sun is going to rise tomorrow, but we have total faith that the sun is going to rise tomorrow because we have this understanding. But we're not like jumping for joy every time the sun rises. Oh, it's here. Oh, that's wonderful. But we have this profound faith that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. So, and our faith in God is deeper than that, this profound faith that God is real, which is why I was listening to an interview on Coast to Coast AM with a representative from Sophia Press talking about a brand new book they have out about Catholicism and communism, about the Catholics who suffered under communism. This was she's the author of a book called When the Sickle Swings, that's what it's about, Catholics suffering under communism. And her name is Kristen Van Uden. And she was on Coast to Coast AM. As you know, I like to listen to the show. I don't listen to anything to do with the occult and because of my Catholic faith. But when they have stories like that, that's very good. And she was talking about how in Cuba, and I remember hearing these stories, children would be lined up and taught. They would be asked to pray to the God for a piece of candy. And of course, a piece of candy would not arrive. And then they would say, ask Fidel for a piece of candy. And they would ask Fidel, and they'd all get a piece of candy from the teacher. And that was a form of propaganda to deform the children from understanding religion. But that also reflects a complete, total misunderstanding of religion. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Hey, I've got a suggestion for you. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to, as I always do, extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. So if you were in the market for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about test driving one, if you want to use that term, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, I understand that there are many people who say, well, the only reason why the church wants us there is for our money in the collection basket. Actually, no. What we're looking for is your presence more than that. So if you'd like to come to experience St. Anthony Parish, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. And when the collection basket comes around, just drop that in there. That's all. You don't have to drop in a donation because you're trying to experience what is Mass like here. And the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass is our chanted Mass. So now that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So you can't do that in any other parish, but just do keep that in mind. And so if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. You know, we're conveniently just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Soldiers Field Road on one side, Mass Pike on the other. So we're talking about that understanding that we know that God exists, and we're called to know that God exists on a more profound level than the material world can show us. So that's why that experiment that Fidel, who lived in the material world only, would, and he grew up Catholic, would communicate to children so that they would turn away from religion, to pray to God for candy. He doesn't bring candy, so then pray to Fidel for candy, and son of a gun, didn't the teacher give them candy? And it was also drawing from that atheist understanding that there is nothing beyond the material world. I consider that flat earth thinking. I consider that the same kind of thinking is the earth. I don't see anything beyond the horizon. Therefore, anyone who goes beyond the horizon is going to fall off the earth. It's flat earth thinking. So because our universe is bigger than our ability to perceive it. And to be honest, when I'm thinking of atheists who say, well, I don't believe in God, what I believe they're actually saying, even though they may not realize that, is I don't believe in your concept of God. And we have to admit, and this is definitely within Catholic teaching and all Christian teaching, our concept of God is incomplete. God is greater than our ability to fully comprehend him. So when atheists say, well, I don't believe in your concept of God, you can turn around and say, well, that doesn't make you an atheist. All it means is you believe in, you may not believe in the spiritual world at all. That's what makes you an atheist. But if you don't believe in my concept of God, all that means is that you may be seeking a more profound, more complete understanding of God. But then again, aren't we all? And that's part of that whole mystical understanding that St. John of the Cross taught, that we're being led away from the material into the spiritual by being less dependent on material experiences and more led to a deeper understanding where our knowledge of God is real beyond the level to what we can comprehend. So we're understanding that God is real, but we may understand God's presence and believe in God to a level that is so deep, so profound, that we don't fully understand it as well. And that's basically what the mystics would teach as well. So this is something that is beyond the understanding of Fidel. It's beyond the understanding of the materialists. It's beyond the understanding of atheists, because it is more, it is beyond our concept, which is still seeking to understand that great reality of God, and God is greater than our ability to understand him. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.